Thank you all and welcome to my presentation today. The design and the nature of golf courses and most landscapes, including the lawns, have provided for the use of trees and ornamentals, which eventually expose the turf grasses grown in these places to shade. And this has led to a decrease in the rate of photosynthesis and, in some cases, an increased potential of freezing injury, as you can see in the case of the golf course there. Myers Oesia grass, since its release in the year 1952, is still the standard cultivar that is being used in the transition zone. And this has been because of its good freezing tolerance. But over time, it has been used in this zone just because of its good freezing tolerance. But studies have shown that Myers is poor tolerant to shade. And as you can see in this case, this a fairway in a country club in Topeka, Kansas. And as you can see down there, that's a freezing injury that has been caused due to the exposure of the fairway to the shaded conditions. Since 2004, K-State and Texas A&M, we have been evaluating new Zoysia grass progeny, and we developed a new progeny that we expected could help to replace Myers in as far as quality and shade tolerance is concerned. And mainly, these have been crosses of the Motrella and the Japonica, and Tenifolia, as you will see later on. And we have screened these and reduced them down to up to 20. It is from here that I picked some of the progeny that I used in this study. Earlier research have shown that those cultivars that are originally from the Motrella group are more shade tolerant than those from the Japonica. And even among the species, either Japonica or Motrella or even the Tenifolia, there is still some differences. For example, Diamond has been shown to be the most shade tolerant among those cultivars from the Motrella. Earlier studies have been done, and these have always have put Diamond. Diamond has been reported to be one of the best shade tolerant. But these studies have been done in established turf, and most of them have been based on the quality. And quality in this case has been either color or density. And as I mentioned earlier, most of these studies have shown that Diamond is the best. And most of these studies have been done under artificial conditions. The objectives of my studies included the evaluation of selected Zoysia standard cultivars and a few of this progeny that we earlier evaluated for quality and establishment, and to compare their responses to shade conditions to Myers. The grasses that we used in this study included two standard cultivars from the Japonica group, one cultivar from the cross of Japonica and Tenifolia, three cultivars from Motrella group, two progeny from Cavalier and Chinese Common cross. We had one progeny from Zorro and Chinese Common. We had two progeny from Emerald and Myers, and one from Diamond and Myers cross. So for each of the years that we carried out this study, planting, we used 6 centimeter diameter plugs, which were planted in plots of 1.2 by 1.2 meters. And this study area was mainly under moderate shade. And the plots were arranged in an RCBD. And this one shows the site of the study. And as you can see, it is to the northern side of the Mapu tree line. Here I am showing a plot with the plugs planted at the center of each of the plots. And as a matter of clarity, you can see those are the plugs at the center of the plots. For each of the 2 years, the studies were started at the end of June, and the study ran for 13 weeks of each year. Data was subjected to the ANOVA using GLM, and the data was analyzed within years. And means were separated using Fisher-protected LSD. But today, the focus will be mainly on comparison of the findings on this standard cultivar and progeny, and we mainly compared them to Maya in the today's presentation. I also measured the photosynthetically active radiation, and I measured it during the month of July, August, and September. Each month I measured it only one day, 5 times a day, 7:30, 10:30 a.m., 1:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 7:30 p.m. And because of time, I would not be able to present all that values of the PR that I got in the study. But here I have the average light levels for the 1 p.m. And as you can see down there, the light level reduced by up to 80%. That shows an average of around 20% light level under the conditions under which this study was carried out. We identified the first 3 stolons that emerged from the plugs. And from these stolons, we measured on a weekly basis the elongation. And also from these 3 stolons, we counted the number of branches. From each of the plugs that we planted at the center of each plot, we counted the number of stolons that emerged from each on a weekly basis. Just as I said, because of time, I will not be able to give all the figures as I got them. But here I've picked the lowest and the highest values for stolon number in this case, and for the length and for the branching. And here on the vertical axis, I have the stolon number, and on the horizontal axis, I have the years. The bus there shows the highest and the lowest either progeny or cultivar, and then have compared it with Maya. And as you can see, in that case, Diamond was comparable to Maya, while the the progeny from Cavalier and Chinese Common had the highest value when it comes to the stolon number. This was a similar case when it came to the stolon length on the vertical axis and here on the horizontal axis. And as you can see, the progeny from Emerald and Maya had a superior stolon elongation compared to Maya. This an example also for the stolon branching. And as you can see, the progeny from Emerald and Maya was still higher in 2008, but they were the same to Maya in 2009. Because I am not going to present the data for all the 13 progeny that we used in this study, I would want to give a summary of the comparison between the standard cultivars or progeny that I used in the study, and then as I compare it to Maya, I say they're being higher or being lower or equal to Maya. And when I identified that progeny or standard cultivar that was similar, that was better than Maya, as in that case, I would use the star in that table to show that is superior than Maya. So here I have a table. On the left column, you will see the cultivar or the progeny, and on the right column, you'd see the stolon growth, either in number length or branching. This star down there will show you that the cultivar or the progeny had a higher value than Maya at p 0.05. Emerald, that I used as the first progeny in that case, had a superior number of stolons compared to Maya. But when it came to length and branching, they were the same as Maya. The grasses from the Japonica group that I used included the two Chinese common, and as you can see, they were superior than Maya when it came to stolon elongation. But when it came to the number of stolons and branching, the difference, there was no significant difference. And then I had those cultivars that were from the Motrella group. And as you can see, Diamond was the same as Maya in all the cases of length, stolon number, length, and branching. Cavalier was superior to superior than Maya when it came to stolon number, but was significantly the same to Maya when it came to length and branching. Zoro was superior to Maya in all cases. Then I had the progeny which were evaluated earlier, as I told you, and those progeny from Cavalier and Chinese common included the two. And that first progeny there was superior than Maya in both number and elongation. And then the second progeny there was superior than Maya when it came to stolon number, but the same as Maya when it came to length and branching. Then I had the progeny from Zoro and Chinese common, and this progeny was superior than Maya when it came to stolon number and length, but was the same as Maya when it came to branching. Then I had the progeny from Emerald and Maya, and as you can see, it cut across the values that I measured, like number, length, and branching, and it was superior than Maya in both cases. Then the last one was that from Maya and Diamond, and as you can see, it was superior than Maya when it came to number, length, and branching. This data compared with that data that we got from the year 2009. And of great interest here is that if you look at it keenly, it shows that branching was not a factor when it came to comparing Maya to these other cultivars. And then another interesting factor that came out there is among the new progeny that we used, majority of them were superior than Maya when it came to number, length, and branching. We also counted the number of tillers at planting and at the end of the study period. And then we converted the differences, the change, as a percentage of the original tiller number. And as you can see, we had three progeny were significantly higher than Maya in the change in the number of tillers at the end of the study period in 2008. But the rest were the same. When it came to the year 2009, we did not find any significant difference in the change in the number of tillers among the progeny and cultivars we used in the study. We can therefore conclude that Chinese common and Motrella cultivars, including Cavalier and Zoro, exhibited superior stolon growth compared to Maya. Diamond, which previously had been shown to be more shade tolerant, had growth characteristics that were the same as Maya, and we could attribute this to probably the maintenance practices or cultural practices that were applied. The percentage change in number of tillers was higher in the case of Emerald and Chinese common compared to Maya in 2008. We can also say that cold hardy progeny that we evaluated earlier from the Motrella and Japonica and those ones from Emerald and Japonica had superior stolon number and length compared to Maya. And therefore, we can confidently say that sooner, one or two of this new cold hardy progeny could be released. I would want to thank these three organizations and K-State and the TAF research team who supported my study during this period. Thank you. If you have any question.
Time for questions.
Have you thought about doing the same kind of baseline data in open sun to get a comparison from that side of
things? That is another thing that I'm planning on doing. But in this earlier studies that I carried out on the evaluation of the new progeny, I did the establishment rate of establishment, within which I also counted the number of stolons, stolon elongation and branching. But I would not base it on that because I would prefer to do this, the studies in the same year. So that would be a potential area of research to carry out in future.
Yeah. Perhaps I missed it, or I'm a little unclear. How did you replicate your shape treatments? Was it multiple sites?
Under the shade, as you could see in the picture, I had a tree line. And I can say geographically it's the same site, though. But the replication was done as we move away from the tree line, away from the tree line to the northern side of the site. And we had 6 replications in this case.
Okay, if no more questions for David, thank you.